30s. With your permission, chapter 10. Sefer Yehoshua, with your permission, Vayikra Shmua Adonai Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim Ki Lachad Yehoshua Et Ha'ar Ve'Acharima. The king of Yerushalayim, his name was Adonai Tzedek. He heard that Yehoshua captured the city of the Ai and destroyed it completely. כאשר עשה לי ירחו למכה כי נסע לי למכה, the same he did to ירחו and her king. He did the same thing to the eye, to the city of eye and her king. וכי ישלימו, he also heard that they made peace, ישבי גבעון את ישראל והיו בקרבם. The city of Givon, the people came to Am Israel and they dwelled among them. ויראו מאוד, they were very scared, כי עיר גדולה גבעון, כי אחת ערי הממלכה. The city of Givon is a very big city, like one of the cities of the kingdom. והיא גדולה מן העי, not like the city of the עי, but was very small. Givon was a very big city. וכל אנשי הגיבורים, the people were very brave and strong. Nevertheless, they came and they made peace with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they converted.
Yeshua
or Moshe? No, Yeshua converted them. The people of Givon, and they heard now Adonai Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, heard that the city of Givon converted, and they decided to dwell among Am Yisrael. Ishtach Adonai Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim El Hoham Melech Chevron, and Tzedek the king of Yerushalayim sent to the king of Chevron El Piram Melech Yarmut, to the king of Yarmut El Yafir Melech Lachish and Dvi Melech Yigon Lemur. He sent letters to four kings. Alu Elai Bizruni. Come and help me, Benaked Givon. Let's heat, let's destroy the city of Givon, Kishlima at Yehoshua ibn Israel, because she made peace with Yehoshua and Am Israel. Ve'yasu ve'yalu chameshet malchei Emori. The five kings gathered together and they went up Melech Yerushalayim, Melech Hebron, Melech Yarmut, Melech Lachish, Melech Eglon. Them and all the camps. Them and all the camps. Ve'yachamu al Givon ve'yachamu aleha. They started the war against Givon. Ve'shachu anshe Givon el Yeshua al ha'machaneh ad Gilgala lemor. The people of Givon sent to Yeshua to the camp. Am Yisrael dwelled at Gilgal. Aseret yadechem avadecha. Please don't let your hand leave us. עלה אלינו מהרה, come up to us, quickly, והושיע לנו ועוזרנו. Help us, save us, כי נגבתו אלינו כל מלכים ישו הארץ, because the kings of the Amorites all came and they're going to fight with us. ויד ישו נגלגל הוא וכל עם המלחמה עם כל גיבורי החיל, ישו got up, he, and he, מדרש says, he crafted the strongest one, the biggest of the king from Am Israel, to help the city of Givon. Emar Hashem Yeshua, Al Tira Amen, don't be afraid of those five kings, Ki Vitcha Entatim, I'm going to give them in your hand. Ve'amod Yish Mehem Befanecha. Nobody is going to stand from them in front of you. Ve'evo Alem Yeshua Pitom Kol HaLayla, Pitom, I'm sorry, Yeshua came up all of a sudden, Kol HaLayla Rabbi Gilgal, the whole night he climbed from the Gilgal, for the 3 days, walk really, and he did it very quickly. But Yomim Hashem Yisnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, scared them in front of Am Yisrael, Vayakem HaKav Yolah B'Givon. So Yeshua hit those five kings and their army in Givon, Vayudifem, Derech Maleh Ben Choron. He chased them through this, the path, it's called Bet Choron, Vayakem HaDazek HaRad Makedah. He chased them and he hit them. Vayi Benusam Yisnei Yisrael, when they were running from Israel, Hem Bemorad Ben Choron, the Midrash says that Am Israel tried to climb up the mountain. And the people, the enemy, started to run down. And they're running down because they were afraid the enemies are going to climb up the mountain. Usually the Midrash says the person that is on the top usually is winning. Over here, those five kings, they were on the top. But when they saw that Am Yisrael is climbing up on the mountain, they started to run down. Hem b'morad b'chorn, they're running down that chorn, v'ashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishlich aleihem avnim lo min ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw big stones from the sky. Ad hazeka v'yamut, the Midrash says, the stones hit them like the missiles in Iraq without this infrared. It was always hit. The stones were chasing them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw stones from upstairs. Sounds like in Gaza, you know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing stones. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy somebody, he doesn't have to give stones. I mean, the person can have a heart attack or something. And says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw stones on them. Since when HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws stones on people? Rabbi Masher met Bavnei Abara, the latter man died with those stones that came really from the hail from the Baraz. The Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the hail in Mitzrayim, the minute he was praying, part of the hail was stuck in Shamayim and did not come downstairs. And that hail was hanging in Shamayim until now. Now when Yeshua is fighting those five kings and those five kings are running away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu released and opened up upstairs a door, and all of a sudden those stones that were hanging upstairs in Shamayim, they're falling on the five kings. It means a few hundred years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a few hundred. Oh, this is 40 years in the desert, 40 years ago. About 40 years before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the hail in Mitzrayim. And that hail that did not come down after Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the hail, that hail now is coming down as a stone. And if he says a lot of them died from that Avnei Avara, the stone that came from the hail, it means it refers to the hail that came down to Mitzrayim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept for 40 years the hail upstairs, and now when those five kings are running, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws that hail, that those stones on them. Yeah. So those are the questions. Question number one, why do people have to throw stones? What's the purpose of throwing stones on people to try to kill people? Since when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using such a tact, but what kind of idea is it to throw stones on people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept those original hail, the original stone, now he's throwing it on those people. Now it's not the first war, it was already a war with Yericho, a war with Hamidai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have thrown stones then. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has stones and he has extra stones, every time there's a war, he throws stones on Arafat, on Abu Bamad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plenty of stones upstairs. Let him throw stones. And since that's the only place in the Tanakh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing stones on people. I said, why is he throwing stones on them? He says, Yeshua is winning, they're running away, let Yeshua chase them and kill them. He says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping him. He's there throwing stones from the Shamayim. He says, what's the idea of throwing stones on them? Sentence 12 with your permission, chapter 10, Az Yitabe Yeshua Lashem. So the Midrash, the Gemara says that Yeshua was singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have Az Yashir Moshe, we have Az Yidaber Yehoshua. The Az Yidaber Yehoshua means that Yehoshua was singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yom and the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tet Hashem Et Amor Yitnem Yisrael, when Am Yisrael was winning, and especially because HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw the stones on them, so Yehoshua decided to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the singing, part of the singing, as he said that statement, "Vayom Elenei Israel," he said to Am Israel in front of Am Israel, "Shemesh beGivon Dom, veYareach beMikayalon." So the simple explanation what the Midrash gives is that the was a war, and they wanted to chase the enemy. That war took place on Friday, and Yeshua was afraid they're going to run away, they won't be able to get them. In order to get them, Yeshua wanted to extend the daylight. Not only to extend the daylight time, to stop the sun from moving. It's not clear if he stopped the sun from moving or he stopped earth from moving, because the sun really doesn't move. Really the sun doesn't move. We think the sun moves, but we move. It's not clear if Yeshua really stopped the sun or he meant to stop, the sun should stop, but it means he stopped universe. He said this was part of the song. He said, Shemesh beGivon Dom, the sun should stop in Givon. And this was the town that they were fighting. Beyareach, the moon, beEmek Ayalon, the moon was further down. It's called Emek Ayalon. This is in the territory that later that Dan got from Yeshua. So this was part of the song according to the Midrash. It was not just a statement. This was a song. Yeshua was singing to Am Yisrael, and he sang it with that. Those are the words of the song. The sun should stop in Givon, and the moon should stop in Emek Ayalon. Vayidom HaShemesh, Vayareach Amad, the sun stopped, the moon stopped, Adi Kom Goy Oivav, until, this is maybe part of the song, until that nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael is going to take revenge from the enemy. Alei Tshuva, Sefer HaYashar, this is written in Sefer HaYashar. This is a few explanations, what is Sefer HaYashar. In one explanation, the Gemara says Sefer HaYashar, it's called Sefer Bereshit. In Sefer Bereshit, Yaakov Avinu blessed Yosef, and he told him that the children of Ephraim will be so great and big, and everybody will hear about them, and this is when Yeshua will stop the sun and the moon. So this is Alohi Ketuvah, this message is written already Al Sefer HaYashar in the book of Bereshit, and in the book of Bereshit Yaakov Avinu already hinted that is what's going to be, that Ephraim's grandson, his name is Yeshua Binun, he will stop the sun and the moon, and the whole world will hear about him and be proud of Yeshua. Yamod HaShemesh Bachati HaShamayim, the sun got stuck in the middle of the sky, Velo Atz Lavo Ki Yom Yom Tomim, Ki Yom Tomim. The sun did not move fast like a regular day. Velo Yatayim HaRefanav, was never a day like this. Ve'acharav, afterwards, Lishmo HaShem B'Kol Ish Rebuchu, listen to a person. That's the first time it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to a person. That's the first time and the last time. That nobody ever did such a thing. Ki Hashem milcham Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought to Am Yisrael. That's why he listened to Yeshua. So of course the Gemara said that few other people had this kind of a power to stop the sun and the moon. The Gemara said that Moshe Rabbeinu did stop the moon in the war with Amalek. And also the Gemara said that the person's name was like Dimon Ben Goyon in time of the second Bet HaMikdash. I was a very rich person with a drought in it, so there was no water. So he went and he made a deal with a goy to buy wells of water. And he promised him if it will be no rain and his wells will not be filled again, he will fill them with gold. And the Gemara said that the day that he promised to pay back with water arrived and was no rain. Then at the moment when Gideon went to Bet HaMikdash and he prayed to Bet HaMikdash, and water came down. And then they went to the Goy said, no, it was after sunset. And then the Gemara said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made another miracle, because at the moment when Gideon prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back the sun, and the sun was shining. In order to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Nachdimon Ben Gurion, this rich person that did it for the people that used to come visit Bet HaMikdash. So the Gemara said he also did it, but again he did not tell the sun to stop. And Moshe Rabbeinu also did not talk to the sun this way. The Midrash says that Yeshua had a dialogue with the sun and the moon. And Yeshua told the sun, please stop moving. And the sun said, I am not going to listen to you. And Yeshua said, what do you mean not going to listen to me? So the son said, I was created on Wednesday and you were created on Friday. It means I had seniority. In America it's called union seniority. I said, I'm not going to listen to you. Union, you know, that's the first union thing that you have in the Torah. If the son, not the first one, the second one. The first one was Moshe Rabbeinu. So the son told Yeshua, I'm not listening to you. I'm not stopping. And Yeshua said, where do you have to stop? Because he said, you're supposed to be my slave. So the son asked Yeshua, why is supposed to be your slave? So the Gemara said, Yeshua told him, it says that Avraham Avinu, when he met Shem ben Noach, Melchizedek Shem, Avraham Avinu came back from a war. So he said, Baruch Hashem Nekel Elyon Kone Shamayim Ba'aretz. It says, Shem Binoach, Melchizedek, blessed Abraham Avinu. It says, Kodesh Shamayim Ba'aretz, it says, Abraham Avinu, you became the owner of the world. It means the son is a slave, if we may say, to Abraham Avinu. So Yeshua answered the son, of course it's true, that you were created on Wednesday, and now I am a person that was created on Friday, but nevertheless, by me, I'm a great grandson of Abraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of Abraham Avinu, behaved so nicely, who gave him the authority to rule the whole world. And I'm his grandson. And therefore you have to listen to me and not enough to listen to you. So that is what the Navi says the Chachamim, that was never a day like this, and will never be a day like this, that never ever happened such a thing, that the person had the power to talk to the son and to tell the son what to do. It's so-called, that's not the son, it's Hashem that approved what Yeshua did. It's Ki Hashem Nilcham Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought to Am Yisrael. The question is, what does it mean exactly? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fighting to Am Yisrael, it means that he threw the stones on them, on the enemy, maybe. But that's what the Navi tells us, that was the big miracle, that Yeshua was able to stop the sun and the moon. And Yeshua was praising and singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he helped us to win the enemy. Again, it's a very nice thing that the Yeshua is singing. But on the other hand, was the story, the first story that we learned in Sefer Yeshua was the wall of Yericho. Wall of Yericho was something very great and big. The Midrash says was seven walls around the city of Yericho, and Yeshua blew the shofar, and all the seven walls sank. It doesn't say that Yeshua was singing. Yeshua should have sang when the seven walls of Yericho sank. Yeshua didn't sing. He says, it's very nice to see stones falling from Shamayim. But the miracle, really, that happened in Yericho, that was the first city that we just crossed the Jordan River, and the wall sank just because then we blew the shofar, this is the greatest, I think it's the greatest miracle. And Chachamim also say,
nevertheless,
today you can see it, you see part of the
event. No,
yeah, of course you can see it. Yeah, of course. Of course, all the goyim believed in it. In time of Gemara, all the goyim believed in that. It's not something written in our Tanakh. The goyim believed in it. I mean, all the goyim believed in Israel, but they heard what happened. They all came and they're running around. That's in the history of the goyim as well. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't say that even Yeshua said thank you to Hashem. It doesn't say anything. It says here Yeshua is singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course it's a miracle that the world five kings and the people who throw stones. But to say that Yeshua is singing and the song is that he was able also to stop the sun. And he didn't let the moon move and this was the day and there will never be a day like this. So why it's not going to be a day like this? Maybe it should be a day like this. Maybe it's going to be a day like this. Now he says it's going to never be a day. That Yeshua was written in Ruach HaKodesh. That Yeshua writes in his book, this day will never happen again. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to someone, even someone is going to stop the sun from moving. Yes, it says there will be another time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, but he did it on his own. It's not because somebody gave a command and ordered the sun from stop moving. Even though that Yeshua had the legitimate reason, if you may say, the way we explained before them, it does this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have to listen to Yeshua. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes him in Yeshua that he will never listen again. He says, what is that power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did listen to Yeshua? וישו יהושע sentence 15 minutes permission. וישו יהושע וכל ישראל ימוה למחנה הגלגל. They all came back to the camp. So the matter says in the time that Yeshua was capturing the wrong, going after the army of the five kings, the five kings ran away and they went back to the camp in the Gilgal. At the camp at the time was staying only the ladies and the children. And they ran over there, they tried to kill the ladies and the little children. This is something, we're going to learn it later, but this is something that, that the enemies always try to do to Am Yisrael. The matter says when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, when they crossed the Jordan River to help us fighting in Israel, the Arabs, that time already, the Arabs had no say and they had no reason, came to Gilad and tried to kill all the ladies and the children of Am Yisrael, of Bnei Gad and Reuven, while the men were fighting with Am Yisrael in Eretz Israel. Bnei Ishmael, the Arabs, ran from the other side. They didn't live in Israel at the time, the Arabs. The Arabs lived in Ashur. Ashur is Kurdistan. And they ran from Kurdistan. They ran all the way to Gilad, to up north, and they tried to kill all the ladies and all the children, because they knew, they heard, that the men left to help the brothers in Israel to fight in Israel. The middle says, who made a miracle? They had some animals and they saw some people there, and they ran away. The middle says the same thing happened now, while Yeshua and Am Yisrael were fighting in Gimon, in the same time, the kings took some army and they ran to Gilgal in order to kill the ladies and the children. In the meantime, somebody came and told Yeshua that they are in the kings are running towards Gilgal to kill the ladies and the children. So that's what the Navi says. Sentence 15, Vayashov Yeshua returned, they ran back. And then Vayanusu Chamesh Tamlachim Ha'ele Vayachuvah Barah Vatidah, then the five kings ran away. And of course the army was killed or ran away as well, but the main thing is the five kings that were now at the Gilgal, they ran away when they heard that Yeshua is coming. They ran and they hid themselves in a cave in the city, in the place is called Makeda. They got Yeshua Limor. Sindra says the Givonim, the ones who were converted, they went to Yeshua, they told him in Tzu, Chamesh Tamlachim, they found the five kings Nechbeim Bamehara Bemakeda. They're hiding in a cave in Makeda. Bim Yeshua, Golov and Imdra Piyamara, take big stones and put it on the entrance to the cave. Baptist Alea Nashim Neshumam, put people to watch it. They should not run away. Datem Altamo, do please, you don't stand. Please chase the enemy that tried to kill the ladies and the children. Chase them and just kill them. Al titnu lavo elahem. Do not let them go back to their own city. It means Yerushalayim, to Hebron. Ki intanam asher elokishem yachem akadu chol gave them in your hand. Eki chalot Yerushua bnei Yisrael akotam akadu gdola meod atmam. He was able to destroy them. A big hit until he completely destroyed them. Vatridim sodomim, some of them left and they ran by Avoel Aram Mitzah, the cities that had a wall around it. Vayashuvu kol ha'am el ha'machane Yoshua, they all returned back to the city of Gilgal, to the camp Makeda b'Shalom. The first they came to Makeda, lochat b'nei Yisrael ishet l'shalom, nobody was saying anything, v'im Yoshua p'tchut p'yam ha'ra. So Yeshua said, open up the entrance to the cave, or see your light, take out Chamesh Tamachim Ha'ele Bin Amara. Take out the five kings out of the cave. Yasu Chen, Yid, Vayotzi Olai, Chamesh Tamachim Ha'ele Bin Amara, they took the five kings out of the cave, Et Melech Yerushalayim, the king of Yerushalayim, Et Melech Hebron, Et Melech Yarmut, Et Melech Lachish, Et Melech Yiglon. They took the five kings out. Vayotziyam Et Tamachim Ha'ele Yeshua, when those five kings were put out from the cave, Vayitra Yeshua, Yikol Yish Yisrael, Vayimah Sinei Hashem Ha'ele, Yalkuta, he spoke to Am Israel and to the officers that came along with him, please, I want you to put your feet. Al Tzavarei HaMlachim Ha'ele. So you have the five kings standing, and Yeshua calls up the officers. He says, I want you to rest your feet on the neck of those kings. So they went close and they put the feet on the neck of the king. Don't be afraid. Be strong. Is going to do like this to all your enemies. Then killed those five kings. He killed them. He hung them on five trees. Until the night. When sunset arrived, Yeshua commanded. They took them down from the trees, and threw them back into the cave. They hid themselves. It says, until today you can go and find this cave. It's a cave with very big stones that you can move them. You cannot go into the cave. If somebody's going to ask you what's inside this cave, it says, in this cave we have those five kings that Yeshua captured, took them out of the cave and killed them and hung them, and now they're buried over there. It says, what do you know this story? It says, I don't care less about those people. They came to attack Am Israel, and Yeshua caught them, and Yeshua killed them and hung them, and they threw them back into the cave, and now he threw stones on the entrance of the cave, and they're still inside until today. It says, what do I have to know that story that Yeshua did? Beit Makedah is 28 to this mission. Beit Makedah lachad Yeshua b'mo Yeshua also captured the place called Makedah. Ve'ikel atifah v'et makai achim. He captured the city, destroyed the city, killed the king. With kol nevi sheva lo yishu sarei v'et mene Makedah v'yishu sarei v'yishu sarei v'yishu sarei. He did to the king of Makedah the same way he did to the king of Yericho. He killed him. Ve'avod Yeshua b'mo Yisrael b'mo Makedah Livna. After this he passed to Livna. There was a route of capturing that Yeshua is going to capture. Makedah, Livna, Belachim Livna, then he was fighting with the city of Livna, it's like a state of Livna. Lachim Hashem Gamotah Israel, Akhiloch gave it also to Am Yisrael, Malkah, Ve'yakir V'charev, Neshav Rav Le'ishiva Asarim. He asked him, Akhav, when he did to the king, Karshir HaTal HaMelech Yerucho, again he captured another state. Ve'yavor Yerushua B'chol Yisraeli M'mom Livna Lachisha. After Livna, he goes to Lachish. He's going to fight with Lachish. He's fighting Lachish. He says, "Hashem, it's Lachish. We are the same. 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 We are the state of Eglon. It's the same thing. The next one. Then they capture Hebron. They capture Hebron. Or Moshe. They capture Hebron. He captured the state of Hebron. ויעשב יהושע, ויכול לצלם את דבירה, וילחם על ידי ונטי לסטייט דבירה, אוסו, פוט ודבל, תדע ואת מרכה ואת הרב, ויקום ובכלל, ואחים וכל מי ששמע לי שצרי, כאשר עשה לחברון, ואי הייתי את החברון, כן עשה לדבירה למרכה, לצידי את דביר, וכאשר עשה ללבנה או למרכה, the way he did to all the other states, he's doing now again. וכן יש לו את כל הארץ. Then Yeshua captured the whole land, Ha'ar, the mountains, the Negev, the south, השפלה, the valley, השדות, the place that springs, like lakes. But Kol Malchim, he did not leave anything. He killed everybody, commanded. They came, Yeshua destroyed them, Kadesh Barnea, from the place of Kadesh, Kadesh Barnea, Gaza, until Gaza, but Kol Eretz Goshen, Ad Gibbon. Until Gibbon, he destroyed all the Goyim that lived in Eretz Israel, did not want to leave by their choice. את כל המלכים האלה, all those kings that are found, the lands and the states, לאחד ישוע פעם אחת. It says one time he was able to capture the whole thing. כי השם אלוקי ישראל נלחם בישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he was fighting. וישב ישוע בכל ישראל, אמר למחנה גלגלה. So he came back to the camp. It's not the end of the war, next we will continue in chapter 11, it's not over yet. The question is, what's the message that we get in this chapter about those five kings, and those five kings really were the first group that Yeshua was fighting and taking over Eretz Israel, and then that was the thing that Yeshua started to take over state after state in Eretz Israel. Altogether, we're going to learn with 31 kings that Yeshua is going to capture. And again, the question is, what is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping here Yeshua very much? Something that was never before like this and will never be later on. Again, this song that Yeshua was singing. So Chachamim say, the Tari, the Alu Chachamim, they say the same thing. I said, the Gemara says that war took place on Friday. On Friday, it was very late afternoon on Friday. And then Israel were afraid that they're going to have to chase and fight the enemy on Shabbat, even though it's permitted. And the wall of Jericho fell on Shabbat. And of course, when you fight against the enemy, you're allowed to fight on Shabbat. Nevertheless, the Midrash said that Am Israel was a little bit upset that they have to fight on Shabbat. They got used to rest on Shabbat. They do not want to fight on Shabbat. Even though with the wall of Jericho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to go around the wall on Shabbat, and the wall of Jericho sank on Shabbat, nevertheless, here, when the war started, they were a little bit upset. And the question is, why they were upset here? If you're allowed to fight on Shabbat, you cannot be more religious than the Pope. I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you're allowed to fight on Shabbat, you're allowed to fight on Shabbat. You cannot on Shabbat say, listen, I'm not fighting, let Arafat kill me. That is, if somebody is in a war, of course, you don't have to keep the Shabbat. This is called Pikuach Nefesh. Again, especially that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told them to fight on Shabbat with the people of Jericho. Besides the wall of Jericho sank into the ground, then Am Yisrael went to the city of Jericho and killed the people of Jericho on Shabbat. Here, that war with Givon, with the five kings of Israel, they were upset. They didn't want to fight on Shabbat. So the Midrash, this is why Yeshua really stopped.
They didn't have to fight the war at all. They were only fighting the war on behalf of
the people of Givon, right.
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 So then it's not
they felt that they have to do it because the people of Givon converted. And somebody, your brother, is calling you to help him, you have to go. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua to go. And the fight started on Friday, and Hashem told Yeshua to go. So they felt that they have to go. If Hashem told him to go, in the middle of the fight, all of a sudden they looked at the watches and said, as soon as it's time to make the chunt, the kegel, you know? They have to go to the bakery. I said, this is Friday afternoon, what are we going to do? He says, what do you worry about Friday afternoon? He says, it's Shabbat. He says, well, Shabbat, you don't have to worry about Shabbat. Shabbat is in time of a war, you don't have to keep Shabbat. All the Chachamim say like this. They say that if you fight because you are the one that you're getting out of Israel, and you're the one that's being rewarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is for you, this is, you do the right thing, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. But you're fighting for your own benefit. I mean, this is, you know, I came from the desert, I have no place to stay, I have no place to live. It says, I was wandering in the desert for 40 years. Finally, I come to Israel, Hashem said, this is my land. So the fight, of course, Hashem told me to do the fight. But the fight is for me. He says, I need it. Of course, when you do such a thing, so it is good, of course, you follow the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're fighting But you had something in your head that thing that you do is for my own benefit. Of course, Hashem told me to capture Yericho. But Hashem did tell me to capture Yericho because I would like to have a place to stay. He said, I have no house, I live in a tent in the desert, now finally I want to have a place. So my fighting is really by the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping me, but I have my own things in my head that I would like to win this fight, because this fight is my fight for my survival, for my own benefit. This is the city of Givon. The city of Givon was not our city. Not only was not our city, and those people came, and that's what we learned last week, and they came and cheated us. I said, they're really Chivi, they're really Goyim in the city of Givon, and they came and tricked Yoshua. They got dressed up with old clothing, they brought old bread, and they said, we came from a far place, and please make a treaty with us. And then Am Yisrael found out that the whole thing is a lie. So the whole thing is a trick. And said they wanted to kill them. And Yeshua and the president of Am Yisrael had to promise and guarantee that Am Yisrael should not kill them. Because really they deserve to be killed because they tricked Yeshua, because they are part of the seven nations. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu said you have to destroy them, you have to kill them, unless they want to leave. Like Rabbi Meir Kahana said, either you go back to Egypt or I'll kill you. And so they came and the God dressed up and they said, we came far away, we're not from Eretz Israel, we're from China. And we just arrived and they showed the old bread and they showed the old clothing what they had. And they say, we came from far away, please make a treaty with us. And then Israel made a treaty with them. And they were very upset at them. And later on in the Navi, in Sefer Shmuel, we find out how bad those people were really. David HaMelech made a ground on the Gibbonim that you'll never be able to get mixed with that nation. A very horrible people. Very tyrannical. Very bad heart and very, very cruel people. Very cruel people. But Am Yisrael were very upset and they wanted to kill them. And the Navi tells us last week that Yoshua and the presidents of Am Yisrael swore. The president of Am Yisrael swore to the Givonim, they're not going to kill them, and they let them leave. Here the Navi comes and tells us, look what happened. There's five kings gathered together, and they're going to fight Givon. He says, no, Baruch Hashem. So we are going to get rid of those cruel people. He says, those liars that came last week and tricked us, and we made a treaty with them, and we promised them, and we swore to them, the whole thing was in vain because those people are liars. But they're not just liars, they're very cruel, tyrannical, very bad people that later will find bad things what they did to Am Yisrael. That says, now they have a fight with somebody. It is good for them. It is Minah Shamayim. It's good for them. Now they're going to get killed. It's a punishment that they tricked us. It's a punishment that we made us well. It's a punishment for them because they're very bad people. Nevertheless, says the Navi that those people who give him sent a messenger to Yoshua and said, and they said, I'm in trouble. It says, there are five kings coming to fight with me. It says, Yeshua should have said, good for you. You deserve it. So they said, no, they're coming to fight with me because they know that you made a treaty with me. But that's not a good reason. It says, it's good for you. I mean, you're supposed to die. I mean, go fight them. If you're going to get killed, it's even better. Nevertheless, the reason why Yoshua and the president of Am Yisrael did not break the promise and they swore that the promise that they given in because it's called Chilul Hashem, because everybody would say we promised something even though they tricked us, and if you trick somebody the promise is not really valid. Nevertheless, says the Midrash, because of Chilul Hashem, Yeshua and the president of Am Yisrael let them leave, and not only let them leave, they pardoned them, and they just went and told Am Yisrael, do not touch them. They saved them from the hands of Am Yisrael. I says, now, when I'm going to fight the five kings, I'm going to fight Hashem Shammai. I really don't want to fight the five kings. I'd rather the five kings should destroy the city of Givon, because the bad people, they tricked me. It is, but the only reason why those people want to kill the city of Givon is because the city of Givon really are partners with Am Yisrael and they converted. So really what Yeshua went to war right now is not for his own thing, he is going to fight for Hashem's sake. This is the reason why I kept the Givonim alive is because of Chilul Hashem. I did not want to kill them after I promised them, even though that promise is not valid because they lied to me. Nevertheless, I did not want to break that promise, and they swear I promised. It says, now the Nabi is telling you that the five kings are going to fight with Givon, and the reason they're going to fight with Givon is because Givon made a treaty with Israel, and they're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as converts. It says, converts are loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, a lot of times said you have to love a convert, you have to love a convert, but because he came on his own will and converted, says the Givonim is very similar to that, even though they're bad people, but they came to convert, of course they came to convert maybe because they were afraid of Amisraim. Nevertheless, now they considered converts and they considered Jewish people, and when Yeshua is going to fight the five kings, he's not going to fight for himself to gain territories or to achieve that it's going to be a place for Israel. It's just plain to save the Givonim, that nation that really he doesn't want them to be alive, he doesn't want them to be included in Israel. That's called Milchama L'Shem Shamayim, completely for Hashem. I have nothing, the opposite. I want this nation to be destroyed, but I'm going to help them because they're fighting with me, because they want to destroy the city of Givon, that they are Jewish people right now. Even though, again, they're Jews because they tricked me, and I really don't want them to become a Jew, but because of Chilul Hashem, I kept them alive. This was the war that was 100% Hashem Shammai. It says the power of that war, it was 100% Hashem Shammai. It says this is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw the stones and got involved, if we may say, personally with the war. It says, of course, in Egypt also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got involved a little bit, the way it says in the Torah, Vayav et Machaneh Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped. But here, really, to throw on the enemy, really, ammunition, rocks from Shamayim, that's the only place you find in the Torah. It says, this is because we fought for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save that people of Gibeon. This is really the war that Yeshua is singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something he did not do after the war with Yericho and after the war with Ai, because the war with Yericho was for his benefit. Of course, Hashem said to capture Yericho, but he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to capture Yericho for his own benefit, that it's going to be the war to get Eretz Israel. He says, Givon is not just that I want to get it, I'm not interested to get it. He says, it's not going to be mine anyway. He says, I made a treaty with the people, those people will stay there forever. Nevertheless, I don't want to do it, but I do it because the sake of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the greatest and the highest level the person can reach, that he's going to put his life in danger to save somebody, that he has an interest that somebody should be killed. I don't want to save this guy. This guy is a liar, this guy is a cruel person, this guy cheated me. This guy really should not be here. Now they're going to live in Givon, and they're going to take this property, and they're going to own this property. This is a land that people promised Avraham Avinu, and they are going to stay here forever. This Yeshua reached that level, that even though this was his mistake, that he made a treaty, and he accepted the Givonim, it says, when time came that those five kings attacked, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get involved, if we may say, personally again and throw the stones, and Yeshua will have the power to stop the sun and the moon. This is what he said. Will never be any other time that a person will have the power to stop the sun and the moon. It says, no one can stop the sun. It says, Yeshua was able to stop the sun. It says, because he was fighting strictly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu against his own will. He himself did not want to fight, and Am Yisrael did not want to fight, because the Givonim really should have been killed. He says, I fight because they are fighting against Hashem. Al Hashem Bar Mishicho. So this is really the war that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get involved before Mashiach will come. Because it says in the Davi Amir Tehillim, that Gog and Magog will fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, but you have to fight Hashem Shamayim not for your benefit. It says this is for, you have to strictly fight because this is the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, this was Navi says that Yeshua was singing, the first time he was singing, and it's going to be the last time ever, the first time ever that a person is able to give a command to parts of universe, and those parts will listen. It says, Koneh Shamayim Ba'aretz, the Midrash said that Yehoshua is the great grandson of Abraham Avinu, that he owned the world, so-called. That's what Rambam said, that Abraham Avinu was the first person that did everything the Shem Shamayim. And Yeshua here proved that he's doing the Shem Shamayim. And that's what he said, that Yeshua is going to capture those five kings, and is going to kill them and hang them. They're going to throw them into the cave. And the cave is going to be as a monument for the rest of generations, Ada Yom Hazeh. There's always going to be that those five kings inside the cave. And until today, the Navi said, you can go and find the cave and you can see the big stones on top of the cave. But he says, what is that important thing that you have to know about this cave? It is that cave is to show that Yeshua won the war against the five kings. Of course, Yeshua is going to win altogether 31 kings. And those five kings, the new information was stronger than all the others opposite. The next chapter will see that the stronger soldiers than those five kings. But the five kings that were symbol that they're fighting are Kadosh Baruch. And Yeshua proved that he is ready to give his life to save HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. This is the Givonim that they just converted to become a Jew. This is what the purpose of this chapter. It's not just a story that Yeshua is able to fight five kings and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing stones and he's singing. It says, when you do a Melchama L'Shem Shamayim, it's called Milchemet Mitzvah. It's a war 100% L'Shem Shamayim. It's not because I want to save my own skin or I have other reasons that I have to fight those animals. It's because otherwise they're going to kill me and otherwise they're going to destroy me, they're my enemies. This is, of course, you're allowed to do such a war. And this is a mitzvah to save yourself, but it's not something that you do strictly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this war with Givon was strictly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the power that a person has to stop really the sun from moving. I tell you that this is what Am Yisrael was so worried about Shabbat over here. It says, of course, when you have a fight, you're allowed to fight on Shabbat. It says, in the middle of the fight, like Yericho, the Choma fell on Shabbat. But the Gemara says the Shabbat is even HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Shabbat. Kimo Shabbat mikol melachto asher bara Elokim la'asot. That's what we say on Friday night in the Kiddush. Vayechulo v'tein l'tfilah. It says the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Shabbat so much. And he himself keeps Shabbat. I'm sorry? We don't know this thing. That's a very good question. It says the Navi, the death war that took place on Givon was on Friday. And Am Yisrael, because they're fighting L'Shem Shamayim, he says, I don't want to fight on Shabbat. He says, if I fight for my own life, if I fight for myself, it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Chas Shalom, I might die. So I do it. I do it on Shabbat. I says, but over here, that war is for Hashem's sake. And Hashem loves Shabbat so much, I don't want to fight on Shabbat. So the Midrash, the Machlok in the Midrash, how many hours Yeshua was able to stop the sun, or how many hours Yeshua really wanted to stop the sun? Some Chachamim said 36 hours, some Chachamim said 48 hours. He was able to stop the sun. And that's what the Navi says, nobody else was able to stop the sun, because to stop the sun on Friday, not to go on Shabbat to a war, because that war really is against the enemies that they are fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, I would like very much not to do it on Shabbat, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Shabbat is my Shabbat. That's the Gemara says, for example, Goy Shabbat Chayav Mita. A Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbat. He says Shabbat is something, a treaty between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. That's the biggest thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shabbat. To keep Shabbat, as the Midrash says, the Gemara says, it's a very powerful thing. Because Shabbat is something that you show that you belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why in this particular war, Am Yisrael was so fear to fight on Shabbat. He says, here we are fighting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we don't want to fight on Shabbat. And therefore Yeshua was able to stop the sun and tell the sun, do not move in all the Am Israel not to fight on Shabbat. So the sun was hanging in Shamayim either for 36 hours or 48 hours until they finished the war. When they finished the war, the sun went down and then they all came back home to Gilgal and they were able to keep Shabbat. The concept, again, is to fight Lashem Shamayim. This chapter was written in the Tanakh is not to tell you the history. It's to tell you how powerful it is when you really go to fight Hashem Shamayim. Of course, you want Eretz Israel. But if you want that Israel, you fight that Israel because it's Hashem's place or because it is the sake of Hashem's name that you make Hashem's name bigger, Hashem helps you in the war. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep in Shamayim that hail that came down to Mitzrayim and going to throw it on that enemy. Hashem was waiting. He was waiting to show that he participates because you fight for Hashem Shamayim, you fight for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, not for your own benefit. You know, here Rabbi, a person from Mansi, that he also means Hashem Shamayim. Something like Yeshua means Hashem Shamayim. He's a big businessman. He's in diamonds. I know him for years. But he wants to help a sick person that tries to set a Torah. And he says, tickets that you can win a Sefer Torah that's worth $30,000, you can have it for 100. So he asked me permission, he wants to speak for 3 minutes. He wants to explain to you the situation, and he wants to, so you should have the zechut to help the poor person in Israel. Give you permission. Come on.
Thank you very much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to say to you a few words. I would like to tell you a small story.